From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Tens of thousands of people in Warsaw are waiting to pay their final respects to Polish President Lech Kaczynski. He and other Polish dignitaries died in a plane crash yesterday in Russia. This morning, Poles crowded into churches in this largely Roman Catholic nation to pray for the dead. It was a similar scene thousands of miles away in Chicago, the center of Polish-American culture in the United States. NPR's David Shaper attended a memorial service today at one of the city's Catholic churches.
St. Constance Church on Chicago's northwest side is one of several Catholic parishes here that regularly celebrate Mass in Polish. And this morning, an overflowing crowd packed into the church. A framed portrait of Polish President Lech Kaczynski stood on one side of the altar, surrounded by flowers, candles, and the Polish flag. An honor guard of Polish military veterans carrying Polish flags led a procession in and out of the church. Chicago is home to more Poles than any other city outside of Warsaw, and Kaczynski was scheduled to come to Chicago next month to lead the city's big Polish Constitution Day parade. Chicagoans are also grieving the death of Polish artist Wojciech Severin, who designed a memorial to the Katyn massacre here and also perished in the plane crash. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Polish pilgrims in Vatican City are also grieving over one of Poland's greatest tragedies. Pope Benedict XVI offering prayers and condolences for the deaths of the Polish president and other Polish officials during Sunday blessing. The Vatican continues to defend itself against allegations that it mishandled sex abuse cases. In the latest development, the American Jewish Committee is urging the Italian Bishops' Conference to condemn anti-Semitic statements by an Italian prelate concerning media reports of the sex abuse scandal. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has more from Rome.
Bishop Giacomo Babini was quoted by an Italian extreme right-wing Catholic website accusing Jews of what he called a refined Zionist media attack on the church. A retired bishop, Babini called Jews a deicide people and inferred that the Holocaust took place due to Jews, quote, strangling Germany economically through usury, end quote. The centuries-old collective charge that Jews were responsible for the death of Christ was officially abolished by the Second Vatican Council. Rabbi David Rosen, International Director of Interreligious Affairs of the American Jewish Committee, urged Italian bishops to categorically condemn what he called the slanderous stereotypes which sadly evoked the worst Christian and Nazi propaganda prior to World War II. The sex abuse scandal has prompted the Catholic hierarchy to close ranks around Pope Benedict XVI. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
World leaders are still arriving in D.C. for a two-day nuclear summit. This is NPR. In Thailand, anti-government demonstrators are flatly rejecting the idea of holding talks with the government after yesterday's deadly clashes in the capital, Bangkok. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, at least 20 people were killed, hundreds more injured.
Protest leaders say their demands are simple and non-negotiable. They want parliament dissolved, they want new elections, and they want Prime Minister Abhisit Chatiwa gone, not just from office, but to leave the country altogether after the worst political violence in nearly two decades. Thousands of red-shirted protesters continue to occupy two main areas in the city, one in the Old Quarter, the scene of yesterday's violence, the other in an upmarket shopping district popular with Thais and foreign tourists. Protesters made no attempt to leave either site today, and security forces today made no attempt to move against them, even as protesters showed off piles of weapons they say were captured from government troops. Several armored vehicles abandoned by the military and later disabled by the protesters were on display as well. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
Trouble continues in Kyrgyzstan, where the ousted president is now calling on the United Nations to send peacekeepers to help stabilize his country. Kurmanbek Bakiyev is also warning that any attempt to kill him will throw the country into more violence. The president fled Bishkek last week during an uprising fueled by the country's worsening economy. The unrest led to at least 81 deaths. The interim government holds Bakiyev responsible. A leading congressional Democrat in the U.S. is appealing to the Treasury Department to prevent airlines from charging a fee for carry-on bags. Senator Charles Schumer of New York calls it a jacked-up expense that should be banned because he says carry-ons are a necessity for travel. This is NPR News.